Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next half hour, they're going to be the views of Jeanette Snall, who's down there in Chile. She's an American. But because, of course, of the uncertainties of what's going on here, why she has done what a certain number of Americans have done, and that is try to move to a place where she believes that she's going to be safe. Because, ladies and gentlemen, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, and a lot of Americans don't want to, but we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis, and certainly what we're seeing over in Europe, what we're seeing in Athens, is going to be increasingly seen here. This whole Occupy Wall Street movement is carefully coordinated. It's well-financed. There are powerful forces behind it. They're going to eventually to precipitate a violence in this country, and it's unfortunate, but the average American really doesn't understand what's going on. And so Jeanette and her husband have moved to Chile. How are you tonight, Jeanette?
Oh, I'm very good, Dr. Stan. I'm enjoying the nice spring weather down here in Chile, and the leaves are coming out, the flowers are blossoming, and I'm looking forward to my second summer down here.
Oh, this is, actually, you're starting your second summer now. I thought you'd just been there just about a year now then.
Yes, because I came the middle of November in 2010.
So. All right, fine. So anyway, well, now, of course, you built a house down there. You're living in an enclave with a lot of other expatriates from other parts of the country. Are most of them Americans, or are they from other parts of the world?
Most of them are Americans. Most of the people that come to our website are Americans. First Americans, and then Chileans, and then we have a lot of Europeans. Actually, we have people looking at Chile. I have something called a cluster map on my website, and it shows over 100 and people from 120 different countries. But where we're living, we have a group of expats that are Americans. There's a mix. There's one person from Asia. There's a family from the Netherlands here. And we also have people from Spain that are coming to look. There's about 20-ish properties here, and very, very popular now with Europeans coming in and wanting to move in, but mostly Americans for the moment. So it's nice. We have this group of people, and we can get together and do things and have holidays, and it's nice because, you know, when you're away and, you know, it's nice to be around people with the same you know, customs and language and stuff. So it makes it up for a lot of diversity. So we really love it.
Well, my understanding is that Chile is really an underpopulated area. I think, what do they have? How many million people there?
There's 17 million people, and about a third of the population is in the capital city of Santiago, and that's about 11 hours drive away from where we are.
All right. So, of course, yeah, basically there's over 2,000 miles of coastline from the tropical down to where they are there in the lake country and in the southern part, not really far south. But what are you, about two-thirds of the way down the country?
Just about that, I guess, maybe a little bit further.
And, but, so we'll let Jeanette tell us a little bit more about what life is like there. And we'll be back in just a moment. If you have any questions, why don't hesitate to call Jeanette. She sells real estate down there. She has a vested interest in it, but she really gives a picture of a very delightful place to live. And our number, if you'd like to talk to Jeanette, 888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Jeanette, certainly, basically, because we've talked on some of these issues, but don't be afraid to repeat yourself. And we, of course, I've asked you in the past about the fact that you're not fluent in Spanish, but this...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Smaller city in something called the Lake Region of Chile, where there's seven lakes, and it's quite a resort area, and a lot of the people come down from Santiago, Chile, which is the capital, and of course a third of the population, probably 4 or 5 million people live there, only 17 million people in Chile, with a 2,000-mile coastline, and very much like the Pacific coast of California, only it's, of course, in the southern hemisphere. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and of course, Jeanette does advertise with Radio Liberty, and this is why we have her on, but we enjoy talking to her about what's going on there, and if you have a question at all, why, of course, you can go to her website, or you could even call us now at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and how can people get to your website, and what will they find if they get onto your website?
Oh, well, my website on the World Wide Web is www.southernchileproperties, and that's plural, ERTIES.com, southernchileproperties.com, and our website, we've done quite a bit of work this past year on it, and we have a whole section of we're adding more and more information as we go, but if people come and look at our website, they should go through it because there's a lot of information here. We have several sections of maps. One is a whole section of regional maps, and so I have maps for each of the little towns, you know, major towns around the area. We have two regional maps, one for our area, which is Region 9 and 10, also for Patagonia, which is a very beautiful place just south of us, very famous national parks. And we have a section of articles, and I've been posting more and more things. I have stuff from, like, the Von Mises Institute, stuff like Doug Casey and Simon Black articles that talk about, you know, the different things that are going on in the world and why it's a good idea to expatriate. We have a section on services, goods and services, so that if people are interested in coming to the area, they can see. We have suggestions on good places to get rental cars or good restaurants that people might want to try. And let's see, what other stuff? Oh, and I have all of our Radio Liberty recordings on there. And I have an interview with my chiropractor, who's been here for several years, and he talks about all the different places he looked in the world before he decided to come here. And I'm going to be adding interviews with other local business people. What I'm hoping to do is get it set up so that as people come down here and they're interested in jobs and starting up businesses, because I'm fairly new in the country, 1 year, I don't have all the ins and outs of some of those things. I can recommend lawyers, but it's always good to talk to an expat who has a business. I know of some people who run restaurants that are going to do interviews with me, and they can serve as consultants for people that want to start up businesses down here. So we have a lot of stuff going on. We are hoping to get some building going here, and we're talking to a builder. So, I don't know, we're thinking about maybe getting some investors and getting some property, and maybe we can get a little development if people want to come down and move into a little area of other foreigners. You know, we might be able to offer building and that kind of stuff, so people could have other, you know, like-minded people around them. So, I don't know, we got all kinds of things going on, so people should come check out our website and, you know, email us. We have all kinds of reports, and I have a 15-page report I can send people, and I have information on how to send your home goods down here if you want to ship your things, or information about what the procedure is for buying properties. Oh, tons and tons of stuff I've collected over the past 7 years, because even though I've only been living here for 1 year now, my husband and I actually bought our property 7 years ago when we saw all the things that were going on in the United States, and we said, wow, it doesn't look like it looks like it's going to be a bumpy ride going forward. So that's why we bought our property down here.
Well, basically, Sunni, is there health care? Do you have health care insurance? What do you do for that?
At the moment, I don't personally have health care insurance. Down here, there are different ways of getting insurance. One is there's an expat insurance, international insurance that people can use. The local health insurances there are several choices, and they're quite reasonable. Chile has very good health care here, and for several hundred dollars a month, you can get health care for a couple, and you know, they have a lot of good hospitals up in the north in Santiago, and a lot of your major cities, all of your major cities will have a very good hospital. Usually the best health care is through private concern, because Chile, although, you know, like most countries nowadays, has some sort of socialistic care or public care, their private health care is excellent. And the really good one down here is been set up by the Germans. A lot of Germans immigrated here years ago. So the most famous clinics in the country would be called like Clinica Alemán, and Alemán in Spanish means German. So very good health care here. It's actually, Chile was thinking of developing medical tourism at one point, but I guess that really never developed itself anywhere. But yeah, it's something that people don't have to worry about. We have modern healthcare here. They have all the surgeries, and et cetera, so no worries there.
Basically, of course, you've talked about the fact that Sydney, that Chile wants people to come in. They make it very easy to get in. You have to have you come in to Sydney with your passport and stay 3 months. But if you're going to, then think about, of course, living there permanently. What are the requirements? And Sydney, you mentioned Sydney maybe had $50,000 in the bank and a pension. They just wanted to make sure that you weren't going to be a burden to society. But they really are encouraging people to come, aren't they?
Yes. The thing is, the government, during the times, years back, they had the Marxist government, then they had a dictatorship, which nobody here wants to go back to. I think the nice thing about having had the problems in the recent past is that people remember them and they don't want to go back to those sorts of days, as opposed to the United States, where it's been so long that anything bad ever happened, people don't have that in their memory. It's definitely in people's memory here, but the government lost a lot of people during that period of time because a lot of people left the country. There was sort of a brain drain. But now they made the immigration laws here so that someday if the people that had left Chile ever wanted to come back, you know, they could. So they have a very welcoming immigration policy here, as opposed to some countries, developed countries like in Europe or United States, Canada, et cetera. You have to have quite a bit of money to get into those countries to immigrate here. It's much more competitive. They want, you know, people that can take care of themselves. You don't have to be rich to come here, but you have to have some assets. More or less, they decide on a case-by-case basis, but more or less what they're looking for is, say, someone that had $50,000 worth of savings, that has a reoccurring income of, say, between $1,100 to $1,500 US for a couple, that would basically show that you can take care of yourself, pay your rent, you know, eat and have your basic necessities of life, food and stuff, on a reoccurring basis. So if someone has a pension from the United States, or they have a dividend, or they have a private pension, or in the case that they have investments that can, or rental income from somewhere, something that shows that they have enough to take care of themselves, and then they can have a document of that to prove that. From the United States, you can apply through the consulate, the Chilean consulate, so you need your financial support documents. Then you fill out several forms that the consulate has on their website. All the information is there. You would be applying for a temporary residency visa. And what you need to do is you need to get an FBI background check that usually takes about 3 months nowadays to clear. So that would be one of the first things you do. And then you need to make an appointment with your physician. That is also something you need to sort of plan ahead, because depending on your doctor, it can take several months to get an appointment to have a physical. So you have a complete physical, and then you ask your doctor for a letter. If anyone wants, I can send them a format. But basically,
we're getting ready to go to break, once you get your telephone number out, could you get your telephone number out for our listeners? And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And what is your telephone number?
My phone is area code 413-835-7961. That's 413-835-7961. 1-800-461.
And, of course, if you want to get to their website and can't remember Southern Chili Properties.com, just go to our website. You'll find the link there.
Right.
Well, and you do actually have some people coming down from the States to visit you pretty soon?
Yes, actually, I have some people down here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
If you just go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and if you scroll down on the homepage, there's a link to her website. And that way, all you have to do is remember Southern Chili Property, and you can get right to her website. And her telephone number, one more time, your telephone number, Jeanette.
Certainly. It's area code 413-835-7961, 413-835-7961. 7961, and people can email me at Jeanette@southernchiliproperties.com. And the website is www.southernchiliproperties.com, southernchiliproperties.com. And if you can't remember that or they don't go to your website, you can always type in Google, like Southern Chili, either real estate or property, and our website will be probably on the first page in the web search.
Now, Jeanette lives in what they call the Lake Country, and how many lakes are there there? And this is really sort of a resort area, isn't it, for people up there in Chile and other parts of South America?
Yes, it is. We live in an area called the Seven Lakes region, and it's very beautiful here. We have the Andes, the beautiful Andes, snow-capped, and we have these big, huge lakes which were formed by their glaciers that melted and their glacial moraines as the, it's very popular with people from Santiago that come down during the good weather. It's nice and cool here compared to up north, and we get a lot of people in from Argentina, just over the Andes, east of the country here. And there's a lot of Europeans, very popular with Europeans, a lot of Germans that come in, Australians, because they're on the same season on the southern hemisphere that we are. And not so popular with Americans. Not many people know of it, but yeah, more and more over time. So it's a beautiful place. The roads are in good condition, and there's lots of outdoor activities here. In our area, it's very popular. There's a lot of hiking and whitewater rafting, horseback riding, all kinds of thermal hot springs. That's a big draw here because there's the geothermal activity here. So that brings a lot of people. Skiing as well. So.
And, of course, one advantage of Chile is they have natural resources there, and they have, of course, one of the big copper producers of the whole world. So, basically, they have a solid foundation as far as their economy is concerned, and there is some manufacturing there. But certainly one of the biggest products that they turn out is large amounts of copper. Is there anything else that that they manufacture or produce there in large quantities?
As far as copper goes, they mostly export it as a raw material. They don't make any goods from it so much, like pipes or anything. So that's exported. They have a very large fishing industry here. They are a large exporter of salmon. And also they become very famous in the world for their very wonderful Chilean wine. They're really competing with other countries such as France now for top rewards in wine. Very large exporter of fruit. Fruit is a big export here all throughout South America. And also in our area, there's a lot of grains such as wheat. Let's see, what else?
Well, I'm going to have to let you go because I want to let people know about the next half hour. But anyway, thank you very much, Jeanette. We'll be talking to you later. God bless. And thanks very much for keeping us up to date on what's happening in Chile. Okay,
great.
Bye-bye. This is Dr. Stan, and certainly our next half hour is going to be open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk about what's happening financially? Would you like to talk about what's happening politically over in Europe? Would you like to talk about what's happening as far as medicine is concerned? So I got a call from my friend Bill Sarda this evening. He's putting me in touch with a gentleman who's looking into genetically modified food. And, of course, he has animals. He points out that the animals will, if they have a choice between genetically modified food and regular food, they won't touch a genetically modified food. They don't need the labeling. They know it's bad for them.
While the storm clouds gather, This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
And he was just saying that he's an American and he's going to stay in this country, and I applaud that. We've decided that this is where we're going to stay. Everybody's going to have to make the decision for themselves, but my wife and I and my son are going to remain here because this is where the battle for the survival of Christian civilization would be. And then Dean certainly started to talk about Halloween. And, you know, isn't it amazing that we can celebrate Halloween, the Devil's Day? And believe me, there is a devil, and these are very real, and there's satanic organizations at every level of our society. And it's perfectly all right to celebrate Halloween in school, but don't you dare mention the name of Jesus Christ. And I tremble for my country, because if God is just, and I'm sure he is, he's going to bring terrible, terrible punishment on this nation. But go right ahead, Dean.
Well, all right. I was just saying that I hate Halloween, and I hate it. And anybody who would dress their daughter up like a witch, have her go knock on a stranger's door and ask for candy and then hope that nothing bad happens because of it, and then 3 months later wonder why the dentist bill is so steep. I'm just beside myself. So, hey man, good work. I appreciate your program.
Well, God bless you. And basically, you know, I can remember years ago, I didn't understand what Halloween represented. I didn't understand the spirits of battle. I thought Halloween was just sort of fun. But boy, as time goes by and you begin to understand what's really going on, why you begin to look back on those days and say, how could I have been so stupid? But basically, there was no way that people had to know or have any idea about what was going on. Most people, the idea that there really are satanic organizations, that people like Charles Manson was associated with the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment, or that the son of Sam Killer, David Berkowitz, belonged to the same organization. Most people have never even heard of the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment, or realize, of course, the relationship of Anton LaVey to it. But, of course, these are all historical facts. Fortunately, we do have the Internet, and you can check all of these facts for yourself and begin to understand. You can go to the website for the Lucius Trust. Some of the most powerful people and wealthiest people in the world are associated with the Lucius Trust and its front organizations. And, of course, the Lucius Trust used to be the Lucifer Publishing Organization. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if anybody, of course, wishes you a happy Halloween, I hope that you'll give them an earful and let them understand what they are honoring, and that is dishonoring our Lord. Dean, go ahead.
Thank you, and I certainly will give them an earful. And also, I'd like to talk about Ron Paul, if you can make a few comments about how his run for the presidency might be going. I mean, some of us are, you know, like left in the dark, you know. So if you have anything to comment about that, and then I'm going to hang up and let somebody else call in.
All right, fine. Well, basically, I think Ron Paul is doing amazingly well. He's getting about 12 or 14% of the Republican vote, but he's being totally ignored. In fact, really what's so funny is that the way that they'll always be talking about, you know, all the other candidates, and they never mention Ron Paul, and they give him as little time as they possibly can in the debates. He's doing very well. Certainly, Herman Cain's just come into the race, came up with a system which is not going to cut government spending at all. It's 999, because it should be suddenly 9999, because, of course, if you really look at this, he's going to, of course, cut the income tax to 9%, but he's going to take away all your deductions. So it's going to cost you twice as much as it's probably costing now. He's going to have a 9% corporate tax, and of course people can go to other countries and probably pay 3 or 4% corporate tax. He's going to have a 9% value added tax, which would be on top of your state sales tax. Here in California, it's 9%. So you're going to be paying an 18% sales tax, on everything that you get. Then a tip, a 15% tip on top of that. So you're not going to be going out very much. But, of course, what they don't tell you is that they're going to take away the deductions for the corporations, for the salaries and other things. So that basically, he's going to be not changing the corporate taxes very much. So this is not going to help the corporations. And Mr. Cain is part of the establishment. He's being run by the establishment. His picture is on the front page of Newsweek. He is certainly a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He comes from the Federal Reserve Board, and of course he is as phony as a $3 bill. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and let's go to Roman, who's calling from Ohio again. This is Open Lines. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Hi, Roman. How are we doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm very happy to hear from you again. Been busy, that's why I haven't called or even listened to your show. But anyhow, I just wanted to answer a little conversation about our federal constitution. Now, I've been wondering lately if maybe they have been ignoring the constitution from day one. I mean, after they got all done writing it, I don't know, it was 3 or 4 years after the war was over, make it around 1789.
No, they wrote the Constitution in 1787.
The amendments is what I'm thinking
the 10 amendments. Go ahead.
Yeah, 10 in the beginning. Well, what I wondered about is maybe right from the very beginning, they winked and said, nobody's going to obey this, or we're going to shuffle all this thing here, and I mean, the way the Constitution stands right now, they just don't obey it anyhow. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's whether it was a gradual thing of disobedience to the Constitution or we're just all waking up to it now or what. I don't know. You know, it's like, I thought I read a long time ago in the Constitution. Now, call me on this one if I'm wrong, but like dealing with federal powers, foreign powers, was really supposed to come onto the vice presidency. So, in other words, if you look at the Constitution the way I read through the thing, the whole State Department belonged to be like a subdivision of some work that was done by the vice president, not by the president.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't think that's correct.
I could be wrong. But
basically,
you know.
Of course, Thomas Jefferson was the Secretary of State under George Washington, and his job was to deal with the foreign countries and foreigners. In fact, one of the things that he actually, George Washington told him to actually write a letter to the a French ambassador to the United States, who was out there, he was actually an Illuminist. And that he actually was out there trying to get a revolution going against our new country, because of course the Illuminati did not like some of the things that were going on over here, and we actually have a letter that that this gentleman wrote to Thomas Jefferson, because Jefferson had carried out his instructions and told this man they were going to have him deported back to France. Of course, by this time, the French Revolution is pretty well over. If this guy was sent back to France, why, he'd be executed. And, of course, it's fascinating. This actually was from a book written in 1847. We have an original copy of that, where, of course, this man is saying to Thomas Jefferson, "You are the one who introduced me to the mysteries. You were the one who, of course, introduced me to this whole concept of freedom, where man shouldn't be dominated by government, and now you turn against me." So it really is fascinating. No, I really think that is a mistake. Actually, of course, the Bill of Rights was right on. The 10th Amendment specifically said if the power is not delegated to the Congress specifically by this Constitution, is to be reserved to the states and the people. Our founding fathers wanted to limit the power of government so men could be free. It's a wonderful document. It's just a shame we've abandoned it. Anything else, Roman, before we let you go?
No, that's all. I've not abandoned it, but I'm not an important person. You know?
Well, but you are important. You're an American. You love this country. And you need, of course, really, if you have a chance, take the of course, put out by the Institute of the Constitution, learn it so you can discuss it and discuss it intelligently. We have to have people who understand the foundation of our freedom rests in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. God bless and thanks so much.
Okay, you too. Thank you, sir.
And let's go to Suzanne, or is this Suzanne or Suzette calling from Monterey?
Hi, Dr. Stan. It's Suzette. How are you?
Okay. Well, I thought it was probably Suzette. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast. Suzette, what would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, I was prompted to call by the caller that called in and asked about Ron Paul. I just want to let everyone know that Ron Paul's campaign is moving forward in a very powerful way. He just had a money bomb and raised, I think, close to $3 million. I didn't check this evening to see what the end number was, just since yesterday. For people that want to know what's happening in the Ron Paul campaign, they need to go to ronpaul2012.com. That's his website. It's wonderful, all the interviews that he does. Articles that are written about him, what's happening with him. His federal budget proposal is on his website. I think Americans need to understand that the mainstream media is not going to report the truth about much of anything. So to take their comments about how Ron Paul can't win and all that stuff is ridiculous. Yep. Americans need to take responsibility for their own thoughts and thinking and get educated about what Ron Paul's trying to do for us. And as you were saying, he is the champion of the Constitution, and we need to back him up.
Absolutely. So, and basically, you have to understand, for our listeners out there, the media is controlled. They all do the same thing, and it's a recurrent theme. Well, of course, Ron Paul can't win. Ron Paul can't win. Ron Paul can't win. He's a spoiler. And of course, when asked about, well, some people say you're a spoiler, and he said, well, what that means is I'm spoiling their fun. You know, but of course, they're lies. But basically, I mean, because I have an opinion and there are a lot of people who agree with me, how is that being a spoiler? And he does such a great job, but he is consistent in what he does. He does not want the federal government having anything to do with our lives. People say, well, he won't support a pro-life federal amendment. Basically, he will not support a pro-life amendment that says, you know, that it would be a crime, you know, to have an abortion. He says, basically, the federal government has nothing to do with this. This is a matter for the states. But, of course, you're killing a human life. He's very much pro-life. But, of course, they're using everything they can to undermine him. There is spending literally hundreds of millions of dollars to discredit Ron Paul because they hate a man who tells the truth. He's a man of honor. I've known him for over 40 years. And I will tell you, he's one of the few people out there who has been consistent in some of the things he originally stood for, like the legalization of drugs. He said this is not a function of the federal government. When I first heard that, I said, that's wrong. You know, drugs are wrong. We've got to take a stand against it. But he's absolutely right. The largest producer of drugs and the distributor of drugs in the world today is our own government. Oh, they have a war on drugs. This is phony. It's a war over in Afghanistan where we have over a half a million people with the 300,000 Afghan troops and 100,000 contractors and 90,000 American combat troops and 45 or 46,000 NATO. And they're fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. What are our troops doing over there? They're guarding the opium fields. Go up on the internet and type in American troops guarding opium fields in Afghanistan. See what you pull up, because we've got all sorts of books on that. But so why would we have all these federal laws against drugs where what today one in every 33 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole? We actually have more of a police state than they have in China today. Understand this, ladies and gentlemen, the war on drugs is as phony as a $3 bill. And it is not the function of the federal government to keep people from their folly. And if people want to do stupid things, they ought to be allowed to. And basically, we are having a police state, and they're taking away our freedom in the name of fighting the drugs, which the CIA is distributing all throughout the world. And if you doubt that, you need the book. Kiss the Boys Goodbye. I've talked to the author. They just accidentally shredded 5,000 copies of the book. They accidentally shredded 5,000 copies. You can hear that in my interview with Monica Jensen Stevenson. It's in the four-tape set of Kiss the Men We Left Behind. You need to understand this is not accidental. So basically, I think he's right on. And I think he's absolutely right in everything that he says. There's nothing there I can certainly disagree with him. And I appreciate the fact you're going to be coming to our conference here and you're going to have some material for Ron Paul.
I am. I'm looking forward to it.
God bless you. Thanks so very much for calling.
You bet.
Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
Yeah, oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, I wanted to let everyone know that if they go to the RonPaul2012.com site, they can volunteer for Ron Paul, and we are doing phone banking, which is very powerful. You can be trained to do that. If you can't afford to donate money, you can afford, but you have the time. You can spend some time on the phone reaching out to voters in New Hampshire and Iowa in these early states. So we need help, and the more people that get behind Ron Paul, the bigger the turnout will be. Don't be derailed by the mainstream media.
And remember, of course, the establishment has hundreds of billions of dollars, and they'll spend it all to defeat Ron Paul because of one man they fear, and pray for Ron Paul, pray for his provision and protection, because I think it looks like he's going to win. They'll kill him like they've killed so many other people. In fact, I have an interview with a man who was actually given a contract to kill Ross Perot. That's why Ross Perot dropped out of the race against George Bush. And if you want to hear the interview, of course, it's in our four-tape set called Deadly Assassins. He was a CIA assassin. But, of course, because he didn't kill Ross Perot, of course, they sent him off to prison. And we don't know whatever happened to him. He disappeared. But it's in our four-tape set on Deadly Assassins. I mean, when you're given a contract by the CIA to kill a presidential candidate, you're expected to carry it out. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're going to be with John from Oregon in just a moment. But give us a call if you have a question or comment. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, there are powerful forces, frankly evil, who serve the prince of this world, the prince of darkness. And they are working at the highest levels of both of our political parties. And none of our political candidates are going to discuss what's really going on today. And none of them, of course, are talking about cutting back big government and the regulation of our lives. Well, we got John calling from Oregon. Hi, John. Have a question or comment?
Just a question, and I'll hang up and listen to your response.
Well, you don't hang up because you're not going to be... Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Programs, you'll realize that the common denominator behind everything going on is the intense hatred of Christianity and of our Lord. And basically, of course, it was because the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971, the majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. Now, the Masons worship the great architect of the universe, who is not the God of the Bible. He is the prince of this world. And, of course, Masonry is a Gnostic religion. Have you ever heard anybody on any talk show ever mention that besides me?
No.
No, Chris, you're not going to, but we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. And yes, we do need people who have the courage to speak out on these issues. And certainly, but I can tell you personally, I've known Ron Paul for 40 years. He is a born-again Christian, but he's not going to keep talking about that issue. He's going to talk about the Constitution. But personally, he's a strong Christian who certainly worships our Lord, and he is a sincere Christian. But unlike Herbert Cain, who has announced that God told him to run, that's the only reason he's running. He doesn't want to be the President of the United States, but God told him to do it. And because God told him to do it, like Moses, he's going to obey God. And what hypocrisy. Here's a man who's part of the Council on Foreign Relations, who comes from the Federal Reserve System, and he's talking about God. And Ron Paul, he keeps his religion to himself, but I know he's an evangelical, born-again Christian. Okay?
Thank you.
God bless. Okay, we're in real trouble, ladies and gentlemen. And if you'd like, Chris, get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get it. You also need to get our talks on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret. They're two separate talks. And then, of course, let me suggest that you get the syllabuses to go with that so you can verify the things we're talking about. Let me suggest, of course, that you seriously consider getting my talk. It's actually an interview I did back in 1980. It's called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, where I interview Professor Sutton about how we financed communism and the Nazis and the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. And the same thing's going on today. We're financing this whole revolutionary movement over in the Middle East. We're going to turn all of these countries not into democracies. We're going to turn them over to the Muslim Brotherhood, a radical Islamic terrorist organization that's been funded by the United States going back to after the Second World War. Initially, it was founded in 1928, and it was funded by MI6, but the CIA picked up the funding after the Second World War because Britain was bankrupt, and we funded it ever since then. Where do you think the money came from for the Egyptian revolution? You had to buy off the military. Where did the money come from the Tunisian to buy off the Tunisian military? It had to come from suddenly our intelligence agencies and British intelligence agency. And if you have any question that the Bank of England is participated in the funding of the terrorists in North Africa, why, of course, just give us a call when you get something from us. And ask for a copy of the minutes of Parliament for November 1st, the testimony, the statement made by Lord James, who at about 10 o'clock in the evening just sort of blurted out the fact that he was acting as a conduit for billions of pounds. That's big billions, boisterous billions, were sending money from the Bank of England to the terrorists in both Ireland and in North Africa. But he didn't want to talk about North Africa because it was an ongoing and very issue and very sensitive. We're funding the terrorists all throughout the world today. You got to have an enemy, ladies and gentlemen. You have to have an enemy. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, we ask you to pray for America. But pray for our leaders, our ministers, because our ministers should be leading this battle. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And if you can possibly join the Radio Liberty family, we'd love to welcome you. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lowell Ponte. And we've had him on for some of our other programs talking about the book which he co-authored with Craig Smith called The Inflation Deception, The Inflation Deception. But we asked him to come on this evening because he's also talks about, of course, how Obama could win the election in November of next year. And basically has some thoughts on this. And, of course, I think most people of you who are thinking people, especially those who are Christians, recognize that Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim. He has admitted he's a Muslim, and his wife has admitted he's a Muslim. You go up on the internet, our website, radioliberty.com, and you scroll down with other videos on the web, and you'll see the one, of course, where Barack Obama is being interviewed, and he says to the gentleman who's interviewing him, "Yeah, I'm so grateful that John McCain hasn't brought up my Muslim faith." And the fellow interviewing him says, "Oh, you mean your Christian faith. And Obama suddenly realizes what he said. "Oh, yes, my Christian faith." Well, why would John McCain bring up his Christian faith? That would never be an issue in a Christian nation, but his Muslim faith would. And if you listen to many of the DVDs in this section on my website that talks about it's the section on other videos on the web. These are YouTubes. And you need, of course, to link to them and understand that certainly when he goes to visit the brother of the king of Saudi Arabia, he bends over 90 degrees in total subjection to him. And, of course, the White House official says he didn't bow before the brother of the king of Saudi Arabia, the leader of just the Muslim world. He didn't bow before him. And you'll actually see him, almost ready. Well, he's about 90 degrees. Everything is deception. And I think a lot of people feel that Obama certainly is, his loyalty is not to America, but to the destruction of this nation. And yet the thought that he might be able to win another term. Well, Lowell, you pick up the story and tell us your thoughts. Lowell Ponte certainly has done talk radio. He's a very articulate person. I think we'll have him on our program many times in the future. His ideas are clear and concise, and he's extremely well-versed in many fields. Good evening. Thanks for being with us again, Lowell.
Allahu Akbar.
Okay, go right ahead.
Now, that may or may not be meaningful to you. That, of course, is part of the call to prayer in the Muslim faith. It happens 5 times a day from minarets within Muslim cities.
And if you've ever, been, as I have, in Amman, Jordan, and just getting to sleep comfortably about 4 o'clock in the morning, and you get the call to prayer. I'll tell you after 3 or 4.
But my point being here, Barack Obama said in an interview during, I think, the 2008 campaign, that he found after his childhood in Indonesia, where he, friends did acknowledge he attended mosque and so on, that the call to prayer from the minaret was the most beautiful sound in the world to him. And yet, I still find myself asking, is he really a Muslim, or is he really an atheist? Because, for example, he has just invited an atheist to speak at West Point, to persuade the students to the glory of opposing God altogether. Anyway, the theme tonight is an interesting one along the lines of that movie Wag the Dog a few years ago, in which a president like Bill Clinton... Oh, do we need to pause already?
Oh, yes, I'm afraid we do.
It's miraculous.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Lowell Ponte. Lowell, you go right ahead.
And so, as we look at Barack Obama and try to understand what he really represents, as I say, we think back to the movie Wag the Dog during Bill Clinton's administration, a movie that showed a president on the verge of losing an election, a Washington scandal, who realized he suddenly had to change the topic that Americans were thinking about, and so, with the help of advertising agencies and his allies in the media, he simply invented a war out of nowhere. And suddenly, the entire nation's attention was riveted on this foreign war and on the poor orphan depicted struggling to survive during it. And all the attention had been taken away from the president's scandal. Part of the irony is Bill Clinton himself, when that movie was being filmed, actually showed up on the lot in Hollywood one day and asked them what they were filming, and they said, oh, we're doing this movie. They never got around to telling him it was really about him. So the legend goes. But the point is, Barack Obama, if next year's election is a referendum on him and how he's managed the economy, he's gone. He's toast. He will lose in a landslide. The polling shows that he is one of the most unpopular presidents in history if the public is focused on his handling of the economy. But he has an option, and that is to find some way to play Wag the Dog, some way to take people's attention away from the economy and to something else. If he can do that, and he can appear as a hero in that other setting, then he has a chance to win. Case in point, and I laid out five scenarios recently in keeping with my old occupation as a think tank futurist, Barack Obama could very well stage a new Pearl Harbor. By the way, we need to remember, Dr. Stan, that it was a Pearl Harbor that elected Barack Obama in the first place. Back in September 2008, as we talk about in detail and give you hundreds of pages of documentation you can access in our book, The Inflation Deception, we show how suddenly nearly $1 trillion flowing mysteriously through unusual channels from overseas entered the U.S. marketplace and began being used in what are called bear raids to attack some of our major financial institutions, one of which was brought down by those attacks, in fact, Lehman Brothers, others of which were severely damaged by the attacks. It was literally like a Pearl Harbor attack, only carried out financially and
electronically. Hold that thought here. And of course, our guest is Lowell Ponte, and he's just talking about, Sydney, that Barack Obama, if he's to be judged on his performance, would certainly lose an election if it were held today. But basically, of course, by next year, there's certain things he could do, and one of them would be to actually to launch another Pearl Harbor. And then he's using the analogy of what happened in 2008, which was really instrumental, of course, in defeating John McCain and, of course, in electing Barack Obama, because you remember, because it was in September, of course, of 2008, that Lehman Brothers came down, and Lehman Brothers was brought down, this major American bank, by somebody, of course, coming in and putting a run on Lehman Brothers. And once they toppled Lehman Brothers, and then it began to, because all the banks were intertwined, why the whole financial structure started coming down. But, of course, it suggested that this was a foreign operation. We do know, of course, that this was all engineered. Lehman Brothers certainly had a run on the bank. And the question is not why did they get a run on the bank, but why didn't Henry Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury at that time, a member of the certainly of the Council on Foreign Relations, why didn't Henry Paulson, the Secretary of the Treasury from Goldman Sachs, former CEO of Goldman Sachs, intervene and save Lehman Brothers? He could have. He had the power to do it. They had the power to come up with $16 trillion to rescue the whole world financial system. Well, they couldn't come up with a few $1 billion to rescue Lehman Brothers. And I believe, of course, this whole thing was engineered. And that, of course, because they wanted to actually have Barack Obama elected. I believe there are powerful forces behind Barack. He did not, certainly, get elected on his own. It was the establishment that brought Barack Obama to power. They gave him almost $600 million, over $500 million to run for the election. These are the big banks. These are the people of great wealth who he now pretends he opposes. But go right ahead, Lowell.
Lowell is quite true. And, of course, Goldman Sachs, whence Mr. Paulson came, is well known as a Democrat-oriented house, even as Bear Stearns was known as a Republican-oriented house. So, for example, you had New Jersey Governor John Cornyn, or Corzine, pardon me, come out of Lehman Brothers. You've had any number of people in the Obama administration who came out of Goldman Sachs, I should say. The interesting thing, by the way, in a week when we have seen the longtime dictator of Libya finally slain, when the Federal Reserve was dumping trillions of dollars of so-called stimulus to protect us from this economic shortfall, this great problem that the bear raids, that the Pearl Harbor attack on Wall Street had caused, one of the banks they bailed out was a bank largely owned by Muammar Gaddafi. We now know that that bank received at a minimum $5 billion and probably a good deal more. And so what will happen to the $5 billion now that Mr. Gaddafi is dead? Well, he supposedly had left the bank anyway. It didn't matter. But we now understand that about half of all the bailout money that ultimately American taxpayers will have to pay for, it did not go to bail out anything American. It went to bail out foreign banks of one kind or another, a topic we'll get to, I'm sure, in today's conversation. But in other words, Barack Obama has been elected before by this kind of shenanigan, this kind of trick, this kind of bamboozling stunt to fool the American people in a way that would discredit his opponent and that would benefit him. And now his best chance of being reelected in 2012 is another stunt. Probably not financial this time, because, after all, he's trying to make people forget about finances. But one of the things he obviously could do as the election nears, let's say between now and next September, he could preemptively attack Iran. He could turn and say, we had irrefutable intelligence indicating that Iran was only days or hours from turning over a nuclear weapon to terrorists who would act as its delivery system and who had plans to attack, name the city, New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, wherever.
But, of course, we can't let anybody know who those terrorists are because, of course, that information is classified. It would endanger America to give you the names or anything. But we can assure you that they were responsible, and we will not tell you how we know Iran was going to do this. But you can trust us because we would not lie to you. Basically, we're doing this because we want to protect America from those wicked Iranians, from Ahmadinejad, and all those crazy mullahs. Go right ahead.
Of course. But remember, we can always create agents. For example, people have been following this case called Fast and Furious, in which the Obama administration was transferring all kinds of very dangerous weapons, supposedly from gun stores in the U.S., directly to the Mexican drug cartels. And those Mexican drug cartels used such weapons to kill at least one U.S. agent and at least 200 Mexicans, probably a great many more than that. Now, as the Congress, and as my next-door Congressman Darrell Issa in California struggles to pry documentation or confessions out of the Obama administration, we realize, as the National Rifle Association and others have suggested, that the main purpose for doing this was so that Mr. Obama would have a pretext, the same kind Hillary Clinton had talked about a year earlier, saying, oh, the Mexican gangs are getting their guns from America. This means we need much, much more strict gun control. We need to stop making it easy for Americans to buy guns and own guns and transfer guns and so on. In other words, we basically need to shut off guns at the same time that Hillary Clinton has just agreed to the United Nations Small Arms Treaty, which doesn't just apply to arms traveling between countries, it would have the effect of saying, in essence, ordinary Americans cannot own guns, because such guns could, after all, be used in a military-like way to cause international problems. A massive attack on the Second Amendment that Mr. Obama is trying to ram through. Probably he will not be able to get this through the Senate, as we're on the eve of an election year, but he will certainly try. But the point being, he's demonstrated a capability of engaging in the most horrifying sorts of tricks. I mean, this is a trick to fool the American people to justify taking away their rights. And it's already resulted in many, many deaths, and it's already, in effect, collusion with Mexican drug gangs, which, after all, is just another way of talking about a terrorist organization. And so if Mr. Obama's already been willing to do this, just to pursue one small political objective, what would he do to secure his reelection to power? But I would say he'd do almost anything.
But, Lowell, do you think that Obama acts independently, or do you think that he does pretty well what he's told by the people who put up the money, who put him in power, who control the media, who simply gave him an unfair advantage? Now, I don't think much of McCain. I don't think it'd be any better. But, of course, they wanted Obama, and as soon as he got into the White House, he surrounded himself with people from what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, or the establishment.
Of course.
In many respects, he is simply a manifestation of the power structure that controls this country. Not that he wouldn't stoop to anything personally, but I don't think he would dare get out of line and do things unless he knew that they would agree to it.
Well, I personally am my co-author, Craig Smith, is a devout Christian who wants to think the best of everyone, who simply thinks that President Obama is well-intended but misguided. I have argued with him for years now that, you know, if someone flips a coin, if someone were trying to, as president, to do what's best for the country, and were making policy by flipping a coin, at least sometimes the coin would come up with something pro-American. And yet, in the case of this president, every single action, every single policy has the effect of damaging the country. Now, I say, after 100 examples of that kind of policymaking from my years as science editor at Reader's Digest, I say that cannot be an accident. That cannot be a coincidence. That has to be deliberate. So I wrote Chapter 7 in our book, Crashing the Dollar, back in 2010, that laid out the case that, yes, Barack Obama is evil incarnate, that, yes, Barack Obama is a classic red diaper baby who was born to two extreme radical left parents. He had radical left grandparents. His parents met in a Russian class at the University of Hawaii because they were both enamored of the Soviet Union. He was then nurtured in his adolescence by a writer for the Communist Party USA, who became his dearest and closest friend. In college, he says himself in his autobiography, he sought out his friend's Marxist professors. He engaged in the community organizing methods of Saul Alinsky, who has a whole set of techniques that, if you're familiar with Alinsky's book, which, by the way, was dedicated to, as he put it, Lucifer, the original radical.
And because that the book is the Rules for Radical.
Rules for Radical. Right. This is a Bible, small b Bible handbook for radicals who are trying to bring down the country and get their own way. And in Obama's policies right now, if you know that book, he's following the handbook perfectly. He's using every technique in the handbook.
You're absolutely right, but people don't understand that, you know, certainly Saul Alinsky, I believe, was a disciple of Lucifer. This is not an abstract idea. And one of the biggest problems today is most people look upon these ideas that are put forward in the Bible. Well, that's all well and good, but we ought to talk about what's really going on politically. No, ladies and gentlemen, we ought to talk about what's going on spiritually, because unless we do that, we cannot understand what's happening politically, ideologically, culturally, financially, because this is a spiritual battle first.
We wrestle with principalities and powers.
You go right ahead.
St. Paul said.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin to have prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product closely, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. Exactly, it's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
The LSU official told me that it's a campus-wide epidemic, not just there, but it's everywhere.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In America is because we don't have an underclass. I mean, you can always get food stamps and welfare. And so basically, of course, his contention is a very interesting one. Why do you think we're encouraging violation of our law and bringing large numbers of people from Mexico in here who do become part of an underclass involved with criminal activity here in the Central Coast of California where I live? And certainly in this area, there's probably at least one or two murders every single week, and they all are coming from the Mexican gangs that are here. And of course, these are not the American gangs, they're Mexican gangs, but we've encouraged this sort of thing. And then, of course, they do everything they can to keep from deporting them. And, oh, we couldn't have any racial profiling, you know, you wouldn't want to think it might be, simply somebody of Mexican origin. And yet, most of the violent crimes we're seeing are done by the Mexicans that are being... Now, there are a lot of good Mexican people. I'm not condemning Mexican people, but there is an element there that are quite dedicated to lawlessness. Fortunately, we have many of them who are dedicated Christians who certainly abide by our laws. But, of course, in Mexico, they have a lawless element, and we are intentionally importing that. And I think that's a very valid point. I hadn't even thought of that. Go right ahead, Lou.
Well, obviously, I second your observation that anyone from Mexico or Latin America who follows the law and the procedure and comes here properly is more than welcome in the United States. They're hardworking. They have wonderful family values for the most part, certainly better than the average gringo in the United States. I mean, you go to a shopping mall now in California, and what do you see? You see Mexican fathers loving and caring for their children and taking them around the mall. I mean, it's actually very heartwarming. It makes you wonder why these people feel any affinity with the Democratic Party at all. And then you realize it's because the Democratic Party has, as an art form, perfected the politics of divide and conquer. And so what it does is it tries to keep them in a linguistic and cultural ghetto in the barrio, because studies have shown as soon as Mexican people here or Mexican Americans move outside the barrio, they then begin to exhibit the same voting patterns as other Americans, which is to say they vote Republican about as much as they do Democrat. And the Democrats lose them as a solid voting bloc. So therefore, they have to keep them isolated. They have to play these divide-and-conquer games that have always been the basis of the Democratic Party. People forget that the Democratic Party does have a genius for doing this. I mean, consider this. For African Americans, the Democratic Party was the party of the slave owners. The Democratic Party was the party of the Ku Klux Klan. The Democratic Party in its segregated South was the party of Jim Crow and Bull Connor. I mean, the Democratic Party was the party that enslaved and held African Americans down for more than 200 years. And yet, it has been able to con African Americans into voting for the slave owner party instead of the party of the great emancipator who freed their ancestors. Isn't that amazing? I mean, what kind of trickery, what kind of witchcraft do you have to engage in to fool black people, not only into voting Democrat, but into voting Democrat at such a high proportion that they destroy their own political power? I mean, any group that votes 95% for one political party, what's going to happen to them? They'll be ignored by the party they're for, and they'll be ignored by the other party that thinks it can't win them. And so they lose influence both ways. It is the worst possible thing they could do for their own self-interest. And yet, they have been tricked into throwing their future away simply because this party offers them welfare checks, I guess. I mean, why would any African-American hesitate to vote for the party of the great emancipator? It's just bizarre to me. So in the politics we're seeing now, the challenge for Barack Obama is he cannot allow the election next year to be a referendum on how he's destroyed the American economy. That will doom him. He's going to have to find some other game to play, some way like a magician to say to people, stop looking at what's in front of your face. Look at my left hand over here. He has to distract them by misdirection. And he does have ways of doing that.
Well, I think it's going to be very interesting. I think, Lowell, that this next year is going to be one of the most fascinating years of our life. I think that the world economy is on the verge of collapse. How long they keep it going, I don't know. I think that the Near East and the Middle East is on the verge of a major war. How it's going to line up, I don't know. And suddenly, I think there's going to Occupy Wall Street is going to expand, and it's going to be much more violent. But what's going to happen? I don't know.
While storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Lowell Ponte. And Lowell, have you ever read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
I have not had that honor.
Well, you are going to. We will call you tomorrow and get your address and send you. In fact, I'll send you two copies, one for you and one for Craig Smith. And it just gives you a little different slant on what's going on. But certainly we're on, coming from the same page. You go right ahead, Lowell.
Well, in response to your kind and generous offer, let me say that Craig Smith, and I would be honored to give 100 of your listeners absolutely free a copy of our new 272-page, $20 at the bookstore book, The Inflation Deception, 6 Ways Government Tricks Us and 7 Ways to Stop It. The book is free. We'll pay the postage. We're just trying to bring American values and biblical values back to the country to empower people so we can reassert our own independence in a government that Barack Obama, just in the last 2.5 years, has made 25% bigger in terms of the share it takes from all productivity in the country than it was when he took office. I mean, he's grown the government at an insane rate. He has plunged our country $5 trillion deeper into debt in almost no time at all. And this book offers solutions. This book offers ways that people can empower not only the society to fight back, but you can save your own family. There are ways you can protect your family from being destroyed by what's happening. And we offer us a variety of ways people can do that. So we'd love to give you the books. I mean, you know Craig. Craig is someone who had made about as much money as anyone can spend in his lifetime from his very successful business, helping people hedge against danger and so on. And he'd retired. He'd actually gone to live on a yacht and spend the rest of his life golfing. And then suddenly he looked around and said, you know, the world is going to hell in a handbasket for my daughter and my grandchildren, and we have to do something. We have to do things that will bring back the values of the founders here and of the Bible into our society. And so he's committed the rest of his life to doing that.
Hold that thought. And these books we're writing. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Lowell is just saying that he and Craig Smith have written a book called The Inflation Deception, and Sidney, Craig is a very wealthy man, but he's decided he's going to spend the rest of his life now. He's retired, but he's going to spend the rest of his life trying to educate people and trying to get them prepared for the difficult times that lie ahead. They've written this book, and they're making an offer to actually give the book away free. And not only that, but you're not going to have to pay for postage. They'll pay for postage. And so they'll just give it to you. Most of these are, you know, we're going to give you this expensive book, and all you have to do is pay $9.95 to cover the shipping and handling. But you're actually going to pay postage on this as
well.
We'll
pay the postage. We'll even pay for the phone call. Don't you love those offers they make?
Yeah,
where we'll give you something for only $5, but you pay $12 shipping and handling. And I love those. Anyway, this is not like that.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, this is where everything is free. And that's it. Just call this number, leave your name and number. We'll call you back. We'll get your address. We'll send the book out to you at zero cost to you. The phone call is free, 800-630-1494. That's 1-800-630-1494. I know we just had Columbus Day. But this is not quite Columbus. This is not quite 1492. If you're in your car, you can remember this. 1-800-630-1494. And, I mean, you have absolutely nothing to lose by getting this. I would suggest, since we're talking right now about only 100 copies, if you want the free book, call now. Don't wait and assume this offer will still be there in an hour or two or three. Just make the call now if you can. So I'm frankly quite frightened because as Barack Obama is put up against the wall and stands to lose the election and his party stands to lose its power, they're capable of doing some very desperate things. One we predicted earlier would be to go ahead and launch a preemptive attack against Iran, say we did it to save the world from nuclear weapons and nuclear terrorism. Say we knew of a plot they already had in place. They were only hours or days away from carrying it out. And suddenly Barack Obama could be the Rudy Giuliani, the hero, saving America from a horrible terrorist incident. Of course, another thing he could do is let a terrorist incident occur. But what I think of all the different plots, like attacks on the political conventions, street violence, and so on, the one that frightens me most and that seems most likely, given the way they are, is to intercept a group, probably of people who will be shot down, so you never even get to interview them. They'll be like Lee Harvey Oswald. but they will be identified as right-wing terrorists. Remember, one of the first things his administration did when they took power, it came to light that Janet Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, had put out a document to all the police agencies and so on in the U.S. quietly, saying, be on the lookout for right-wing terrorists. If people are opposed to abortion, they could be dangerous. If people are former U.S. soldiers, they could be dangerous. If people defend Second Amendment rights, they could be dangerous. If people even disagree with Barack Obama, that means they're almost certainly racist and potentially violent. That came to light through my good friend Roger Hedgecock in San Diego. He had inside contacts that were able to get that document. And it's just horrifying, because what I anticipate them doing is creating a group of terrorists who may all, as I say, wind up just as dead bodies laying there, but they will then bring out, here are the weapons of mass destruction that we couldn't find in Iraq, but suddenly we found with these people. They had anthrax, they had nerve gas, whatever. They were ready to carry out massive destruction in America. And, oh, by the way, they were associated with the Tea Party. And they were associated with every other conservative group that has ties to whoever the Republican nominee is. It will be used as a massive smear of the liberal media against all conservative organizations, against all critics of the president. Suddenly it will be, many Americans will think it's too dangerous even to talk to a person identified with the Tea Party. And certainly not to vote for a candidate who was of that terrible Tea Party. I would not be at all surprised to see that. I talk about, in this latest document, for example, something Bill Clinton helped launch, a rather surreal project called VAPCON. Most Americans, the media didn't want to talk too much about VAPCON. This was called the Violence Against Abortion Providers Conspiracy, which did surveillance on abortion opponents as if any of them, however mild-mannered, however soft-spoken, anyone opposed to abortion could be considered a would-be terrorist. Under VAPCON, Bill Clinton, the FBI, and so on, actually wiretapped the personal telephone of the Roman Catholic Cardinal of New York. Think about that. A telephone that often acts as a confessional under the rites of the Roman Catholic Church. They were tapping that telephone and recording anyone who called. It was a mass attack, an attempt, as they actually said on a couple of occasions, to ferret out Christian terrorism in America, as if merely being a believing Christian was enough to make you a potential terrorist. It took us right back to the days of Nero accusing Christians of burning Rome and then executing the Christians accused of doing that in public displays. What can you do when you have liberals so committed to the left that they are willing to carry out something like that? And yet, this is exactly down the line of what Janet Napolitano was doing with that screed. And you still hear it over and over again. Anyone who's for Second Amendment rights is a potential terrorist. Anyone who's opposed to abortion, anyone who even criticizes Barack Obama, must be a racist with violent intentions. That's the country we now live in. It is high polarization. It is classic Alinsky tactics. But you see how this is being set up so they can create what appears to be a terrorist incident about to happen and blame it all on the Tea Party.
I think you're absolutely right. But, I do believe, Grace Lowell, that more and more people are beginning to wake up. Certainly I've been at this game for 49 years.
Well, Dr. Stan, you understand what I'm doing.
Absolutely. Everything you're saying is absolutely correct.
I'm trying to inoculate people, because if you think about this now, it makes it much more difficult for them to do. It's as if you have been immunized against it, being fooled by it.
You're absolutely right. And basically, of course, we need to get our people informed, and then, of course, we need them to inform others and warn them that Sydney Barack Obama, and, of course, it has to be done with the full cooperation of the media, because the media in America is controlled. This is why they certainly will not, of course, hardly even mention Ron Paul. I mean, how could you possibly ignore the man who's running consistently third place in this in the campaign? But they do, and of course they'll talk about Perry, and they'll talk about Romney, and they'll talk about Kane, and they'll talk about anybody else. But of course, they don't talk about Ron Paul.
It's interesting; they didn't even let him make his final statement on camera.
I know, isn't that amazing? But you see, what we need to do—we fortunately have the internet. We fortunately have alternative radio. We have satellite, and we have shortwave. And people all across America are waking up. And I think your message is so extremely important. You go right ahead, Lowell.
Well, the important thing to remember. Yes, this is theoretical, except Bill Clinton was already laying the basis for it. Janet Napolitano in the administration was already laying the basis for it. We already see people like Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. a few days ago saying, oh, forget about that old democracy that required us to go through Congress to implement what the president wants. Let's just have him grab the power and do what he wants by executive order, because we now have a Congress in rebellion, the way the Confederate states were in rebellion. What? I'm sorry, Jesse Jackson Jr., but the Congress was legitimately elected. The House of Representatives was elected in the most recent election, meaning it's far more current and reflective of the American people than Barack Obama, elected 3 years ago. And therefore, I mean, who is the legitimate government of the country or not, and who are you to say that if the president wishes to be a successful dictator, he can just walk around the Constitution anytime he wants? We had a Southern Democrat governor a few weeks ago say that she thought we could just cancel the elections because, gee, we have bigger fish to fry than letting the people actually vote. Even during the war between the states, we didn't cancel a national presidential election. We went ahead with it. So what possible situation today would justify canceling it? And yet, if President Barack Obama were to create a big enough incident, for example, remember, when you're playing with these little games, the president is entirely capable, and the government's quite capable, I assure you, I used to be in the intelligence community, that of finding a few suckers, a few young idealistic or crazy or disoriented adolescents somewhere, and just leading them into a trap. Just saying, oh, well, you want to attack the president or you want to attack the Congress, we'll give you some weapons the way we did to the Mexican drug cartel. We'll give you some plans for how you can do this attack, like the people who were purportedly planning to attack the Sears Tower. We will make it very easy for you to carry out this attack on an evil United States. And then, as they're just about to do it, suddenly they're gunned down by the government agents who have just captured them. None of them are alive to tell that they were led into it by other agents. And there they are. I mean, I'm sure if the government worked hard enough, it could find two or three crazy right-wingers who are very far out and who can probably be influenced by drugging them and otherwise lead them into a situation where they can appear to have been ready to carry out some terrible terrorist act. But understand, this is all going to be set up by what, in the tradition of how this is done, are called agents provocateurs, by government agents who are sent in just to create the incident that will then be blamed on others. And I'd have no doubt, sad to say, that Barack Obama and those around him are capable of doing such a thing. They've already done it with Fast and Furious. They've already laid the predicate for doing it here, making scandalous, outrageous accusations against perfectly innocent opponents of abortion or defenders of Second Amendment rights. I mean, they're capable of almost anything, especially when their power is at stake.
It's all about power, and this is the one thing that they want more than anything else. Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's example after example. I do not think for anyone, any moment, that the Robert Reed, the so-called shoe bomber, you know, wasn't set up, basically, because you can't ignite C4 in the sole of a shoe without a blasting cap, and he was given a fuse. But we all have to take off our shoes now when we go into the airport and go through security. And then, of course, the underwear bomber, because he had the C4 explosives in his underwear, but it wouldn't explode without blasting caps, and they forgot to put the blasting caps in there. But now, of course, we have to go through intrusive searches where they fondle your genitalia, or they, and I really, this is true, it's not imaginary, I've been through it, or they put you through the T scanner so they can see you undressed there, but I'm more concerned
about
that.
By the way, they have found some child molesters who were working at TSA,
right,
who got to see, in effect, young children stripped naked by those scanners.
Right. But, of course, I'm concerned, not so much. I wouldn't. You go through it, you're not going to get too much radiation, but the people who work there, some of the people who are working at the airports, at TSA, are coming down ill because of their exposure to the CT scanners. And it's all fraudulent. Because, of course, the underwear bomber's bomb couldn't have gone off. And suddenly we had the smoke bomber, the Times Square smoke bomber. He went all the way to Pakistan because he hated America, and somebody funded him to go over there to learn how to make a smoke bomb. And they taught him how to make a smoke bomb, and he put it in a car, and he built a bomb. And, of course, he parked it in Times Square. But it was never designed to go off. It was designed to smoke. Ladies and gentlemen, the terrorists are very, very smart people. They know how to make a bomb that'll go off, but they sure didn't teach this poor, impressionable, stupid young man who'll probably spend the rest of his life in prison because he built a smoke bomb. He went to Pakistan, and they trained him in a smoke bomb, but we create the aura, this terrible threat we face, and it's all wag the dog. You're absolutely right, Lowell.
So here we are with a situation where the president, Stan, you know the irony, and I have written at some length about this, here is what I call the great paradox of the Obama campaign. And the paradox basically goes like this. If it appears that the president is going to win re-election, that will guarantee his defeat. Because the business community here will respond to that possibility by withdrawing all their hiring, by cutting back on their companies, or by fleeing the country with their wealth. I mean, it will be an unmitigated disaster for the country if Obama wins or even appears likely to win, because it will stop all potential growth in the economy, except in government itself, if you want to call the growth of the parasite of the mistletoe that's devouring the tree's lifeblood while killing the tree. If you see that as growth, I suppose the mistletoe will grow, but the tree's growth will stop altogether. So if it appears he's going to win, he will lose because the economy will begin to cave in even worse. On the other hand, if it appears he's going to lose, the economy may revive. Capitalists will be relieved that the president is facing defeat. They will feel there really are spring shoots in the economy, that they can invest again, that they can begin hiring people. And ironically, that will be the one thing that would give him hope of re-election. Because in the days before the vote, his propagandists will be able to say, why, look at this, the economy is getting better, and I'm president, therefore re-elect me. So if he looks like he's going to win, he'll lose. If he looks like he's going to lose, he could win.
We live in a world gone mad, Lowell, but I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I think this is going to be, as I said earlier, one of the most exciting years of our life, I do believe, because there's going to be an increasing tempo of violence in America. I do hope and pray that I'm wrong, but everything I'm reading, certainly from regular publications, and we're getting from the people who really are running America today, and it's not who you think it is. Now that, of course, we'll be covering tomorrow afternoon on our 3 o'clock show. Who is really behind this whole Occupy Wall Street? And you're not going to hear it everywhere, but be sure to listen to our 3 o'clock program tomorrow right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Lowell, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Why, thank you so much. I would love to remind people they can get our new...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the 4 gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States...
...lose, but to paraphrase Karl Marx, you have a handbook full of survival skills and information that can empower you and help secure your family's independence, future safety, and future well-being, and it's all free.
You have nothing to lose but your chains. You have a world to gain. God bless you. Good night, Lowell.
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was a wonderful quotation from Karl Marx. You have nothing to lose but your chains. You have a world to gain. Well, we have to want to preserve our world. And you can throw off your chains once you can free your mind to be able to think effectively about what's going on. This is what we try to do, is release you from the chains of thought that control your reality. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. It's an interview with Professor Sutton, and filmed in 1980. You need to hear my talk on the World Revolution, because it includes my interview with Ambassador Smith, who will tell you how the American State Department knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The CIA knew Fidel Castro was a communist. He knew, Ambassador Smith, knew Fidel Castro was a communist, and yet we brought him to power. Why would that have happened? That doesn't make any sense. Well, it makes a lot of sense if you read David Rockefeller's memoirs and you find out that David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro. They think he's a wonderful guy. This is a frank murderer. He killed a lot of people. He had blood on his hands. He slaughtered about 15,000 people when he came to power, and many of them he personally shot and murdered, putting a bullet in their head. And David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel, and Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller, and Fidel comes up to talk before the Council on Foreign Relations. And on page 405 of David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, he talks about how he belongs to a secret cabal, working against the best interests of the United States, intent upon bringing about a new international order. And he says, if that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I'm proud of it. And he talks about how they're changing the world and how they're raising living standards throughout the world, and what would my critics do? How would they be changing the world? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would not try to change the world by destroying America. And that's what David Rockefeller and the globalists want. They want to destroy this country. You can get the book, Memoirs. You can get the DVD, The World Revolution. You can get certainly the DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy.